Hi, this is a dictation for Ms. Natasha Murray, NATASHAMURRAY. Date of service is 11/14/2022. Date of accident is 2/12/2021. Date of service is 11/14/2022. Date of birth 7/22/1986. The patient, Natasha Murray, has been a victim of an automobile accident as of 2/12/2021. And she collided with a pickup truck. And she hit the car in front of her as she could not slow down immediately. And after that, she started having pain in the neck and the lower back and the left shoulder. Currently, her pains are reported to be 7.5 in the neck and the left shoulder and lower back. The wrist is completely better and no pain is reported. The these pains have largely continued. There used to be a radiation of pain, numbness and tingling to the left leg involving second, third and fourth, fifth toe and the entire front of the leg in L3, 4, 5 neurodistribution. However, these are not present anymore and they have minimized. Occasionally they are present. The pain level varies from 7 to 8, with ADLs being affected is 7, especially affecting general activity, mood, walking ability, work, relationship with other people, sleep and enjoyment of life to the tune of 7 on a scale of 1 to 10. 50% improvement are reported by the patient in her symptoms at this time. Regarding the system review, in the neurology and psych, patient has ongoing issues of headaches, which are now milder, less frequent, less strong, and associated with lack of focus, lack of concentration, and some difficulty in sleeping. Patient denies any dizziness, vertigo, or loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, confusion, disorientation, or memory issues, and no vision disturbance, blackout, seizures are reported. And no anxiety, depression, panic. In the night, in the pain and numbness, patient has pain in the lower back, neck, and the left shoulder, with difficulty in lifting the arm beyond 150 degrees. At this time, no other issues are reported. In the GI patient, and no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, or any other issues. In the GU, no incontinence of the urine, we can see painful urination are reported, or blood. In the urine, respiratory, no asthma, trouble, breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath are reported. Last 30 days, patient reports that there are no changes in the pain level, and there is no significant medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medications are none. Substance abuse, none is reported. Compliance is the patient reports for compliance to the pain medication management. After examination, the blood pressure is found to be 136 over 91. Pulse is 76, pulse of 99. The rest of the exam will be exactly same from previous visit of 9/14/2022. Dictation number is 0918-038. It appears that the patient did not come on the last month. The patient continues to same diagnosis and same plan of care. Patient has chosen to have no injection treatment. And she wanted to see a spine surgeon, Dr. Ramakrishna, but she has not seen yet. And she has already seen Dr. Basha, who is a neurologist. She also did not do a CT scan of the left wrist to rule out the scaphoid bone fracture. Now she doesn't even have any pain. She also was referred to neuropsych evaluation, Dr. Weiss, and she reported that recently it was all done. Regarding her MRIs, there were not a whole lot of issues in the cervical C5-6. There is a trace of bulging disc. In the lumbar spine, there is a trace of retrolisthesis on L5-S1 and facet arthropathy L1, L2 to L3, L4, for which injections of LESI, CSI, and facet joint injections were advised. MRI of the brain was completely normal. And in the left shoulder, there was a subacromial bursitis. And patient was advised that if she considers the injections treatment can help her. I don't think she is a surgical patient at all. A injection to both sacroiliac joint was also advised to the patient. Besides this, she is continuing her physical therapy. A chiropractic treatment, acupuncture were advised to the patient. And other than that, she is quite stable. Thank you.